Rudyard Kipling, An Introduction.
Rudyard Kipling was one of the most popular writers of prose and poetry in the late 19th and 20th century, and awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1907. Born in Bombay on 30th of December 1865, but as was the custom of the British in India, he and his sister were sent back to England when he was five. The ill treatment and cruelty by the couple who they boarded with in Portsmouth, Kipling himself suggested contributed to the onset of his literary life. This was further enhanced by his return to India at the age of 16 to work on a local paper, as not only did this result in him writing constantly, but also made him explore issues of identity and national allegiance, which pervade much of his work. Whilst he is best remembered for his classic children's story and the popular poem If, he is also regarded as a major innovator in the art of the short story.
The Phantom Rickshaw by Rudyard Kipling. May no ill dreams disturb my rest, nor powers of darkness me molest. Evening Hymn. One of the few advantages that India has over England is a great knowability. After 5 years' service, a man is directly or indirectly acquainted with the 200 or 300 civilians in his province, all the messes of 10 or 12 regiments and batteries, and some 1,500 other people of the non-official caste. In 10 years, his knowledge should be doubled, and at the end of 20, he knows or knows something about every Englishman in the empire, and may travel anywhere and everywhere without paying hotel bills. Globetrotters who expect entertainment as a right have, even within my memory, blunted this open-heartedness, but nonetheless today, if you belong to the inner circle and are neither a bear nor a black sheep, all houses are open to you, and our small world is very, very kind and helpful. Rickett of Kamartha stayed with Polder of Kumaon some 15 years ago. He meant to stay 2 nights, but was knocked down by rheumatic fever and for 6 weeks disorganised Polder's establishment, stopped Polder's work, and nearly died in Polder's bedroom. Polder behaves as though he had been placed under eternal obligation by Rickett, and yearly sends the little Ricketts a box of presents and toys. It is the same everywhere. The men who do not take the trouble to conceal from you their opinion that you are an incompetent ass, and the women who blacken your character and misunderstand your wife's amusements, will work themselves to the bone in your behalf if you fall sick or into serious trouble. Heatherly, the doctor, kept, in addition to his regular practice, a hospital on his private account, an arrangement of loose boxes for incurables, his friend called it, but it was really a sort of fitting up.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?